Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
The bad boy. What's up, man? What's good with you, fam?
What's going on, man? What's popping?
Man, we can't call it. Just here for another hour shooting the shit, reading emails, and answering dating questions, guys. So if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Tell them about yourself, Mr. Cario.
Yeah, man. So, you know, you guys, you know what it is, man. You got to check out badboymembership.com so you guys can join the membership and get up on that, because on the Bad Boy Membership, you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Make sure you check that out also. Make sure you guys get tickets to The Truth About the Game seminar, which is coming out April 14th. All right? So, yes, that's what it is, man. You feel me?
No doubt. www.themanmindset.com, guys. Don't forget we have a show later on tonight. Also, guys, we do have a membership and also products. Just go to themanmindset.com for all your dating needs. Check it out. Let's eat. Miss Locario, who's up first?
You can go first.
All right. Let's go. All right. Let's go. Age before bad boy and shit. Yeah. So, let me read the first one. What should I do? Okay, there's this girl that I have been in school with. She's very gorgeous, has a happy attitude about herself. I've always been into her, never really spoke to her much. We've been Facebook friends ever since high school. Now and again, she comes to my work. I'm a retail manager, and every time I see her, she always looks at me dead in my eyes and gives me a smile. Naturally, I think nothing about it since she's just being friendly, so I usually smile back. The other morning, I was just going about my business as usual, and I look up, and she's smiling right at me and says hello. I say hello right back. Me being an idiot, I should have ran up to her and asked her for her number. You dumb fuck, don't do that shit. But I refrained from thinking that she was just being nice again. So after I got off of work, I just went on Facebook and saw she shared something that I like. And after 10 minutes later, I get a notification she liked one of my profile pics, which I haven't changed in months, so clearly she was looking for it. So I figure, I say, maybe I should give it a try. And I wait a few hours and I send her a message. So I figure I send her an instant message that I don't have any other way to talking to her. This is how it goes. He says, me, hey there. She says, hey, how's it going? He said, living. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep going. I'm not laughing at it. I'm going to keep going. All right. He replied back. So he said, oh, you know, living the dream. He said, I'm sorry. He said that was a few days ago. And she hasn't even looked at the message or has been on Messenger ever since that. So I'm assuming she saw the message and she decided not to reply. I know it's not a good opener. I just winged it. So my question is, was I wrong in assuming that she at least somewhat was interested in me? Also, if I have a chance, what should I do? Keep letting it go, or should I message her again? I complicated the message to her by saying what I said. I should have gave her my number and told her to text me. I don't want to come off as needy and clingy, but I need some advice because this girl's definitely a keeper. So what advice can you give us? I'm sorry for the long read, man. That's just how it is, man.
He said she's a keeper.
Yeah, man.
The chick he worked with?
No. She comes to his job. So he's a retail guy. And she comes to his job, man.
Okay. So, well, this is the thing, man. Like, you know, sometimes I think, you know, sometimes guys have to be able to tell the difference between a woman being interested and a woman just being, like, nice to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That, you know, that could be it where she's just sort of like, you know, being on some nice shit. But, you know, if he's trying to make a move, you know what I mean? He needs to be a little bit more aggressive with his moves. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like, so if he's messaging her on Facebook or whatever, you know what I mean? He needs to like step it up and say, yo, you know, what's going on? What you doing? You know, this weekend, like, we should get together and get a coffee. I see you coming to the store every day, whatever. But, like, step it up and not really think too much of the situation. Because he's like, yeah, I sent her a message and said, yeah, I'm living the life or whatever. But he's like, oh, she didn't reply back and this and this. It's like, dude, relax. You know what I mean? Like, you just sent her a message. If she hits you back, she hits you back. If not, she don't. You understand what I'm saying? Or you could hit her back and say, yo, what you up to this week? We should get together and get a drink or something like that. Don't make everything so complicated, because I think a lot of dudes, once they're so used to getting rejected, or they're so used to like women giving them the cold shoulder, that whenever a woman gives them any type of like, you know, nice sort of positive energy, they assume that, oh, she must like me now. Oh, this is this and oh, this is that. And then they start overanalyzing everything and then making the whole situation a big deal. So I would say, you know, if you don't hear from her, you know what I mean, and he sees her again or whatever, or he hits her back on the Facebook or whatever, maybe a week from now or whatever, then just try to see what's popping with her. Or if she comes back in the store, you know, give her your number. Be like, yo, hit me up sometime, whatever. And that's it. Like, just keep the shit simple. Don't overcomplicate stuff by overanalyzing every little thing. You know what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I got a few on this because I wrote some things down. Now, what a lot of guys have to understand is that women have options, and that means you have a small window to show her why you're different from everybody else, Ms. Lucario. And I think what happened here is that she was interested in him. She was smiling, but doesn't really mean that she wanted to sleep with him. Maybe she was just curious about him. But what took it to the next level is the fact that she looked at his profile. Now, only reason a woman is going to look at your profile and like a picture, that means, to me, that's a sign and a signal saying, okay, I'm dropping the handkerchief, trying to show you that, okay, maybe there's something about you. Because a woman doesn't normally go to your Facebook profile and like something unless she's trying to give you a signal or a sign. So that was the thing where I think he messed up. But the biggest thing he messed up was he said he didn't want to be needy and clingy. The problem is he started everything needy and clingy by his last statement of saying she's a keeper, Ms. Lucario.
Right.
Because my thing is this, big dog, who the fuck is she to be a keeper? He knows nothing about her. He only knew a little bit about her from high school. She's older now. And just because she looks good, she's a keeper. Just because she might have a fat ass, she's a keeper. Just because she's got nice titties, she's a keeper. So that tells me we're dealing with a guy who doesn't know much about himself. And he's putting everything on the onus of what the woman is looking like, not who she is. Because if you're going to, Mr. Carr, we would never, ever sit around and tell a woman that she's a keeper just because we meet her. We vet these women to make sure that they're worth our time and stuff. So I think in this situation, he messed up. And last thing I want to say is if you look at the last thing that he wrote, is he was like, hey there. And then she's like, hey, how's it going? Now, in that, she put a smiley face in there. But when someone asks me, how's it going? Again, I always say, Ms. Licario, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is that I always want to get to the point. I know I'm living the motherfucking dream because I'm a goddamn man. So I don't need to tell you, you know, I'm living the dream. No, the reason I'm getting in touch with you is because not only did I notice you looking at me in the store, but I see you stalking me by looking and liking my profile pictures. What's going on? That's where I'm getting this. But what's your take on that, fam?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like that. I agree with you where, you know, you saying that, hey, look, man, this girl got, you know, chicks, they're going to have a whole bunch of dudes who's going to be checking for them. They got options, you know, on the front end or whatever.
Yes.
And, like, you know, him sort of, like, you know, not getting to the point, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, also seeing what's really going on. That's just, you know, it's just making it, he's making things harder for himself just in general, trying to, you know, overanalyze shit. And, you know, he's talking about, oh, I'm living a dream. It's like, you're saying a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff. I think a lot of guys be like, sort of just, you know, fucking like beating around the bush too much. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Just see what's going on with it. Just get to the point. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what the deal is so that we cannot waste our time. And he's putting her on that pedestal saying, hey, she's a keeper. How does he know she's a keeper? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He don't even know yet. So, you know, first figure out, see what's popping with it, and then you can see what's going on with it. But, yeah, I'll say, you know, this dude is he's doing a little too much right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as that goes.
I just want to say real quick, we've all both had experienced women on our Facebook page. You know, they'll notice a comment. They'll either reply. They'll begin to like. And there's a pattern to this. And after they like, you always notice them on your Facebook, and they liking a bunch of your either your messages or your pictures. That's a clear sign to me that she's saying, what you going to do now? And I think that's what she did. And, again, a lot of guys, when they get in the game, hate using the word game, but you know what I mean, when they get on the field or whatever of the game, they always buckle and get scared and not know what to do, man. So you got the floor, sir.
Real talk. All right, let me get to one of these questions. So let me get my question out and shit. All right, so this one's funny. Okay.
Oh,
so
shit.
It says, I got a crazy story. So there's this girl that I'm dating who told me that she wants to get to know me more and take it slow before we have sex. So I've been seeing this girl for about a month and a half now.
What?
We went on 4 dates. And we kissed and everything, but we didn't have sex yet. The crazy thing is, the other day, I was talking to my boy about her, and I showed him a picture of the girl that I'm dating. Then he told me that he smashed her last week. He said, no, it gets funnier. Then he says, I didn't believe him at first. Then he showed me a picture of her sucking his dick.
Woo!
What did I do now?
Woo!
Yo, I read this shit before I even got on the show, and I was like, this is funny. I can't wait to
305, we'll bring you in 1 second after we do this question right here, 305. So hang on 1 second. All right, so here's the thing, guys, and this is the true circle, and by no means are we being mean and disrespectful to you, but there are two types of guys women deal with when it comes to relationships. There are the Mr. Licarios of the world that bypass all the bullshit that gets the pussy based off of his behaviors and his assertiveness. And then you have guys like you who have to wait the month and a half, go on the dates because there is nothing about you that's special enough to make her want to fuck you right off the bat. Now, she knows you're a nice guy. She knows that you have a good job. But because of those things, to her, you are a boring individual, which means you got to work to get her pussy. Whereas the guy that was talking to her, Mr. Lucario, he was the guy that, you know what, he put everything on the line. He seemed like the kind of guy that was like, you know what, I want to fuck. And she was like, oh, you fucking asshole. How could you say something like that? Well, check this out, babe. When you want to fuck, let me know. Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. But then she goes to this guy here. See, what a lot of guys got to understand, the boring, weak guys push women towards the assholes and the jerks because women don't want a library. Women don't want boring. Women want a roller coaster ride of excitement and fun, and they will fuck for that excitement and fun. Where they meet guys that are boring, well, I've got a job, I've got a car, you know, I've got all the basic essentials that you should have, Ms. Lucario. But when it comes to talking and texting and flirting and being witty and being fun, they don't know how to do that. So she uses this guy for security, but she's going to get her fuck on. And that's what a lot of guys don't understand. All these women that saying, I'm a cooker, Mr. Lucario, and, you know, I go to church on Sunday and I feed the ducks and I want to save the whales. And, you know, I just want a good guy that can understand. You know, she'll say that shit to the guys that will eat that shit up and believe her. But guys like us, Mr. Lucario, she can say that shit all she wants. She's still going to fucking suck our dick at the end of the day. But what do you got on that, sir?
I co-sign that because they're gonna choose who they want to fuck and who they want to sort of make weight. You understand?
Yes.
They're just always gonna do it. It's not because guys think that a girl is one way. He's thinking this is just how she is. She's the quote unquote good girl. This is what she does. So I'm gonna take it slow and wait with her. But she's up there sucking your boy dick. You understand what I'm saying? And she's doing it at the same time as, you know, you're dating her. So it ain't like a thing where your boy hit it 2 years ago and now she's like changed and now she wants to be on some other shit. No, she's doing this right now. So it's not that she wants to take it slow. She's just saying that to you. You see what I mean? And so you have to always, this is what I always tell guys, be the guy she's fucking. That's it. Be the guy she's fucking. If you're not the guy she's fucking, then you're the guy that she's going to make weight and do all that other dumb shit. But just know there's guys that she's fucking with that she's giving the pussy to. Because the mistake guys make is that they think that women don't like sex just as much as we do. So the fact that women do like sex, what would make you think that she would enjoy waiting and not having sex? So she's waiting, but she's having sex with somebody else while she's waiting with you. That's all that is. You see what I mean? So you guys have to be aware of that and realize that you're the guy who she's, you know, just waiting there with while she's getting dicked down by somebody else. That's all it is.
Real quick, 305, we'll bring it in 1 second. Look, Carl, let me tell you how fucked up shit is. You know I'm doing like the ride, you know, I'm doing the ride shit, driving the shit. So I picked up a couple. We had to do a two-stop where I had to pick them up, drive to his place. He had to go get dressed, and then I took him to this real fancy restaurant. So when I picked him up, I was doing all the talking. His girl was laughing, you know, I was just doing me, you know, being like a Lucario, you know, just being regular, just talking, you know what I mean? I wasn't doing anything special.
Right.
When we pulled up and he got out of the car, let me tell you how fucked up these women are. He gets out the car, she's like starting to ask personal questions. She's like, well, I see your car back there. You know, I'm going to have you drive me around. I mean, all kind of flirting shit. Why this motherfucker get out the car, gets dressed, comes in and takes that bitch to dinner. These women ain't shit. I'm telling you, Lucario, they ain't about. Man, I don't know why these motherfuckers kiss their ass like they do. But anyway, I'm sorry. But yeah, but we got a call, 305. Let's bring you in, sir. Y'all guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. We'd love to have you in. Erico 305, you're on, sir. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Steve Dean and Mr. Lucario. How y'all doing? Good morning, good morning.
Living in your world. Good.
My world is doing fabulous. I thank God for my world. My question is very deep and it's going to be very brief. My question is, I even put in the chat room, can a man be truly happy because it seems like every email you guys are reading, it seems like the men are miserable. They're trying to find themselves. So my question is for you guys, can a man be truly happy with a woman?
Well, it's the thing. You got to be happy without the woman. You know what I'm saying? That's the issue. See, if you're trying to be happy through being with the woman, then you're automatically not going to be happy because your sense of happiness is coming from the wrong place. Anytime you're trying to be happy with outside shit, then that's going to make you unhappy because you're going to realize that that's not the thing. Because what it is, if you're looking for happiness outside yourself, whenever that woman gets you upset then or disappoints you, you're going to feel a certain type of way. So the thing is that you got to be happy regardless if you're with a woman or not. You have to be happy before you step to a woman. You got to be happy while you're with the woman. You got to be happy after that woman is out of your life. So it's that's the thing. If you're always trying to be, you know, happy or looking to get happiness or gain happiness through your relationships, then that's when you fucking up, because the woman can't make you happy. I don't care how cool she is. I don't care how crazy she is, whatever it is. It's not about her. It's about you being happy within yourself regardless. That's what it really boils down to. You know what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is, number one, take out the word man, okay? Because you're disrespecting the men who are happy. You mean male, sir. But another thing you got to do is separate. Okay. The next thing you got to do is separate happy from woman. You see, a man's happiness is himself. He is his own. Like when this Sakari was saying, I have to carbon copy what he's saying. But a man is his own source of happiness. There is nobody that can bring happiness to a man but himself. His king, his warrior, his lover, his man. They all work together. It is all about himself and what he wants to do. Now, when it comes to a woman making a man happy, a woman cannot do anything for a man but give him a child. That's the only thing she can do. That's it. That's the only thing a woman can give to a man. Because a man is his own source of happiness, he doesn't rely on a woman like a lot of guys do, 305, and that's the problem. Okay. Remember what I always say. Licario, Mr. Licario loves women, okay? I always use my dog. Miss Licario loves women, right? But 305, he loves himself that much more.
Exactly.
And what that means, young man, is that Licario can't put or build a pedestal for anybody when he is sitting on the throne, and because he is his source of happiness. And when you put yourself first, see, that's where women start to cling to you, because you become a man of mystery. Because she can't figure out why it is, okay, y'all are together. Licario meets a chick, he's happy. They in a relationship, he's happy. She fuck up, he dumps the bitch, and he's still happy. And she can't figure out, well, why ain't he sad? Why ain't he miserable? Why ain't he running behind me? Because as a man, a woman can't give me something I can only give myself. She cannot give me that. Only thing she can give me is a child. That's it. That's all she can give me is a kid. Other than that, you've got to be self-sufficient. Licario?
Real talk. That's what it is, man. That's what it is, because, you know, again, the happiness comes from inside you, period. So anything else outside, it could be a woman, it could be a car, money, it could be whatever you think that's going to make you happy. That shit ain't going to make you happy. You see what I mean? And the thing is, no one can really tell you what happiness is. What a person can tell you is what happiness isn't.
Yes.
And happiness isn't getting the money. Happiness isn't getting the car, happiness isn't the nice house, whatever it is. When you drop all those notions of what that means to be happy, then you'll start to feel the happiness, because then you'll actually see what it really is, knowing that it's not that other shit. You see what I mean? So you got to understand that, you know, ain't no woman gonna make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be happy with her. You understand what I'm saying? You can be happy being with her. You understand? But don't think that she's the source of it. And that's what it is.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. 305, last thing we want to say real quick is happiness is knowing who I am as a man. Happiness is knowing why I do the things that I do. Happiness is not apologizing for who the fuck I am or what the fuck I do. And happiness is knowing every fucking day I get to meet a new me, because every day I look and choose to grow. An infinite growth. That's where the happiness comes from. That's why I always say these women are nothing but perks. Sure, we talk about relationships and stuff like that, but man, come on, man. These women are nothing but perks to a man. And when she realizes that she's a perk, then she works hard to get our attention, our time. We don't, man, Lucario, and I know Lucario, Lucario doesn't waste his time talking to a woman. Lucario is going to walk up and put his bin in and keep the fuck rolling, not giving a fuck if she's down or she's not. She is never going to move his happiness and who he is as a man. She's never going to do that. And she's going to try because she's used to weak guys submitting the spine and the balls, apologizing and compromising. And her biggest mistake when she meets a Lucario is thinking Mr. Lucario is like the males out there. Right. That's her biggest mistake.
Right.
So. All right, Will 305, but we'll throw you. All right, man. We'll throw you back in the queue. We appreciate you, man. Thank you, sir. And y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. I guess it's my turn for the email, Mr. Lucario. All right, Steve, I was talking to this girl on the phone last night. She was fairly hammered, but she made a date with me. She was supposed to text me today, and she didn't. If she doesn't text me by the end of the week, should I send anything her way? And if she does text me, do I bring up the fact to get confirmation if it still stands? Bear in mind, this girl once said to me, drunken truths are sober thoughts. The fuck? Hey, man, I'm only reading it. Oh, Jesus.
That's funny. That's
So she basically, she was drunk. She set up a date, but she didn't get back to him. So he's asking, should he, today is Tuesday, sent this Monday, so should he wait till Thursday or Friday or something, the end of the week, to say something to her or bring up to see if the confirmation still stands?
Well, first of all, the date should have been set already, like what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. So I don't understand why he needs her to call him at this point. You know what I mean? Like if he called her on Monday or whatever, and he said, yo, we gonna get together Friday, like, he should have already said, Friday, we doing this, this, and this. And so now all he need to do is hit her up maybe Friday morning or even Thursday evening and say, yo, we still on for tomorrow. And that's it. Or is we still on for Friday or whatever, or this evening. That's all it needs to be. So I don't understand, what does she need to get back to him first for him to sort of confirm it? You understand what I'm saying? Because to me, it sounds like he didn't really set the date well. Like, he didn't really have concrete plans. I think it's not like he called her and said, hey, let's get together. And she was like, cool. And that was it. You feel what I'm saying? But he didn't really set anything in stone. So now everything is sort of up in the air. You see what I mean? And so I think what a lot of guys got to understand is that when you set in dates with chicks, you got to hit them up and say, yo, we're going to do this at this time, at this day, and have it set in stone. Like, this is what it is, so that you both are on the same page and know this is what we're going to do at this time, at this place, on this day. And then so as the day comes, then on that day, you hit her up, because sometimes she might hit you up. Sometimes, but most of the time they won't. You hit her up to confirm and say, yo, we still on for Friday at 8? Cool. And then you go and see her. And that's it. It's real simple. But again, you have to be the one that said it. Because if you don't say it, if you just say, hey, let's go out on Friday, and she's like, cool, but you didn't say where and when, then now what happens is everything is sort of still up in the air. And then so that it makes it easier for the flaking to happen, because nothing has been set in stone. Nothing has been set, you know, because then another dude is going to call her and say, yo, let's get together Friday, meet me at the Main Street Bar at 8:00. And she's going to be like, okay, cool. And then she's going to meet this dude and flake on you because you haven't really set anything in stone yet. You see what I mean? So that's the thing that guys need to understand. You got to set that fucking date, man. You know what I'm saying? So Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, fam, let me tell you something. I will not. I got a rule, and I think he's trying to be slick with it. Again, we keep trying to tell you guys, don't try to cheat the game. See, a lot of guys, instead of him manning up and talking to her when she was sober, he's going to take her drunk as a sidebar way to get in with it, and that's some weak-ass shit. Because I got a rule, Mr. Cario. I will not talk, flirt, or fuck a woman that's drunk. I won't do it. I don't care if she's draped over me, kissing me, doing. I will cut that shit off.
Right.
Because my whole thing is this. I want you to be 100% sober so you know where I'm coming from. Because last thing I want to do is that, well, you know, you know, she was drunk. She touching me, flirt with me. Let me go and slide these panties over and fuck. Nah, no. Not doing it, will not doing it, have not doing it, have many. Matter of fact, Vicario, I've had times where women came over my crib drunk wanting to fuck. And you know what? I lay their ass on, they never sleep in my bed. See, the motherfuckers on TV like, you know, I'm going to put her in my bed and I'll sleep on the couch. No, fuck that. I put her ass on the couch and I slept in my bed. Yeah, no doubt. Do not do it. Because what you're doing is you're trying to cheat the game. You know damn well, not you damn well, Ms. Cario, but he knows damn well, Ms. Licario, that he was scared of her. So he waited for her to tell him that I want to go out on a date. So he's being the bottom bitch in all this because she's running everything by telling him because he should have asked her already. But he didn't ask her, and now that she's sobered up and probably has what we call buyer's remorse, and if y'all don't know what that is, that's when you buy something that you really want, and once you buy, you're like, damn, I don't really think I should have got this shit. I think she's having dating remorse because I think she realized I told a loser that he's going to have a shot at being with me, but what happened was, you know, I realized that I don't like him. I'm not attracted to him. I can't believe I said that, and I hope if I just be quiet enough, this will go away. So all I'm just saying to the guys out there that's listening, put your bid in the beginning. Stop bullshitting with these women. Stop hanging around. I mean, my goodness, what the fuck are you talking about on the phone with a drunk chick anyway? What the fuck kind of conversation can you have with a bitch that's fucking drunk, Miss Licario? I mean, come on.
Now, real talk.
Come on, man. Yeah, man. No, man, you can't. Guys, listen. Guys, if she – listen. And I'm going to speak for Licario because I know when you in the game this happened. When you break a chick's heart, when you dump a chick, when you don't want to be the chick. See, y'all guys don't understand the drunk knock at the door or the drunk phone call or the crying drunk phone call. The crying. Man, when you let a bitch go, and I don't mean calling bitches, just sometimes I get around Miss Licario, get me all excited, and I call people bitches and shit. But when you get around a woman and like a Miss Cario and he break up with that woman, women will drink because the pain is so great, and then they will go knocking on Licario's door just wanting to get answers, wanting to talk to him. Let's just have sex one last time. Let me suck your dick one last time, please. Don't do it. Licario, what you got on that, fam?
Right, yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, those drunk chicks are the worst, too. That's what you know.
Shit, fuck.
Because, man, you know, that's the thing. You always want the situations where she's sober so that she can make informed decisions.
Yes.
So that she can't blame it on the drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's all she's gonna do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So even when you're trying to set the date with this chick, you know what I'm saying? Like the fact that she is drunk, that's not really giving a clear, because first of all, she's drunk and you're and on top of that, you're not clear with your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for disaster. That ain't nothing gonna come about with that usually. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you need to holler at her when she's sober. That would probably be the better option. And also when you do holler at her, if you do holler at her, make sure you set the date correctly. That's the thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, again, I feel like guys gotta understand how important it is their contribution to the situation that they have when they're dealing with women. Meaning, since you're the man, you are the you orchestrate the whole thing. You're the leader. You're, like I said, I told this to this guy the other day. I said, yo, I said, the relationship 9 times out of 10 doesn't happen unless you make it happen. Because you're the man. You're the one who approaches. You're the one who sets the date. You're the one who does. You see what I mean? You're the one who's controlling all of this shit. So you're responsible for making all that stuff happen. Don't ever put stuff in the woman's hands. Because he's saying, oh, I told her this, and then I was waiting for her to call me back. And it's, nah, you understand what I'm saying? Even when you tell, even when you give a girl your number and tell her to call you, you're still instructing her when to call you and how to do it. You feel what I'm saying? So it's still always you creating the situation. So I think that's the thing. And if you're dealing with a drunk chick, you got to understand and know, well, this chick is drunk, so I should know how to move in this situation to realize, hey, let me not do this now. Let me try to make this something happen later so that I don't put myself in a situation where it's on some stupid shit and that I can, you know, keep the shit moving where it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what it is, man.
No, fam, you and we'll bring you in 1 second, 510. But yeah, that's listen, guys. We want you to be successful with women, but we want you to do it the right way. Because the last thing we want for you guys to have is a woman that's bitter and scorned and feels like you deceived her or manipulated her. That's why, like I say, you know, having a beer or a drink with a woman is one thing. But when she's like, hey, Mr. LaCaio, you're just a vicious thing. I'm going to eat you up, Mr. Guy. You know, that kind of shit right there, dog. You got to charge. You got to like, oh, whoa, baby girl. You need to sit your motherfucking ass down and drink this coffee over here. And we'll talk about this shit tomorrow. So y'all just got to be careful. Now we got another call in, Ms. LaCara. Let's bring him in. And guys, if y'all want to call in, we only got 23 minutes left on the show. If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. Call in and press 1 and we'll bring you in. Area code 510. You're on, sir. What's going on?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, what's good with y'all? How y'all doing?
Chilling. What's going on with you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, man, I wanted to thank both y'all brothers for the game, man. Like, you know, I always was kind of up on game when it comes to these bitches, but one thing that I noticed that y'all focus on is always about being honest when it comes to yourself, most importantly, and, you know, when you're dealing with these bitches. Because, man, I ain't going front. Like, you know, you would kind of be – I used to be kind of honest with myself when it came to bitches, but I always used to have like an indirect kind of lying. I used to even lie to these bitches about the jobs that I had just to impress these bitches. And I ain't go and I noticed that shit don't even change your results. Like you can lie about your, you know, your occupation, this, that, and the third.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you still gonna get rejected. You feel me? Bitches gonna flake out on you. I used to lie and be like,
yes.
Oh, you know what? Let me just make my lie even more grand. Let me say I work at this place. Let me do this. Let me do that. And I ain't going front. That shit don't even work at the end of the day. You feel me? You just got to be 100 with yourself and come at these bitches 100.
Right.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Carr. You go first. I'll go after you. Go ahead, sir.
And that's the thing that you know, I'll be trying to get dudes to understand is that they think that the lying is going to make it easier. You feel what I'm saying? Because in anything you do, if you lie, you know, even if you tell the truth, there's still going to be girls who's going to fuck with you, and it's still going to be girls who ain't going to fuck with you. The point though, in telling the truth, and I've said this before a million times, is you telling the truth is about you. It's not even about her. But forget her. This is about you. This is about you getting over your fear of being yourself. And that's what lying is. When you're lying, you have a fear of being who you are because you feel like who you are isn't good enough to get the girl, or you feel like being who you are isn't you know, something that should be, you know, praised and admired and something that needs to be out there. So the thing is, I tell guys, look, you got to let these chicks know the truth so that you're comfortable within yourself to just be who you are, to be yourself. You understand? Because before it even gets to you getting with the woman, it's about you improving on or getting in touch with yourself and who the fuck you are. And the thing is, by lying to the chicks, what you're doing is you're depriving yourself from self-improvement, from you being okay with who the hell you are. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So that's really what it's about. But Steve, what's your thoughts on
that? Well, I think, again, I appreciate the call, 510, but the thing, yeah, you're right about what you're saying. It doesn't work when you lie, because the biggest lie you're lying to is yourself, because you're living off of false pretenses. And what a lot of guys don't know about this, and it's crazy, but the more honest you are with a woman, the faster the pussy will come to you, because these women are so used to liars and manipulators and guys that deceive, that when they get with somebody that says, look, I met you, all we're going to do is fuck, I don't want a relationship, I got a girl, this is the situation, what are we going to do? Now, she might be taken back for a second, like, I can't believe you said that. But then she's going to be like, well, damn. Okay, he just told me what is. See, look, what Lucario and myself do, we are about what is and not what could be. Because what could be gets a lot of guys in trouble, because when you lie, you got to put another lie on top of that to cover that lie. And then another one to cover that one. And then you just keep on covering shit up. Look, I'm going to put who I am on the table. This is who I am. This is my situation. This is why I came and talked to you. This is what I want from you.
Exactly.
This is what we are going to be. Nothing more, nothing less, 510. Now, what are you going to do about it? Now, you can say, fuck you. You can tell me no, or you can be down with it. And I don't give a fuck, because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care what you think. As long as I honor the person that I love the most is me and my integrity. Miss Lucario?
No, real shit. Like you said, you got to honor the person who you love the most, which is you. That's why I always tell cats, the game is about you.
You.
So the thing that's what you got to understand is that chick you lying to, she's going to come and go, period.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to remain is you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to wake up with yourself every day. You got to be with yourself every day, 24/7, 7 days a week. So the thing is, why am I lying to you to get you, you understand what I'm saying, when I'm with me 24 hours a day? So now I'm compromising who the hell I am just for you, who's just temporary. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I can get a chick by being who I am, so why do I need to lie? You understand what I'm saying? And the thing is that, you know, you want to always be in a situation where you're minimizing the nonsense that you're going to have to deal with when you deal with women. And see, the thing is, lying is just something else. It's just more energy that you have to put out when you're dealing with a girl. Because whenever you're dealing with a chick, you still have to deal with that feminine energy. You still have to, you know, move and shake and do what you do. So when you're lying, you're putting extra work on top of what you're doing in the first place. When you're being honest, everything is just. So then she makes a decision based off of what is, and then now that y'all can move forward and y'all can make things happen faster and quicker, and things will be, everybody's on the same page. It ain't no, you know, oh, you promised me this, or you said this to me, or that, all of that other stuff. Because now what happens is that when you lead women on, right, what you're creating is you're creating a whole nother situation to where she starts to see you, or her reality is altered based off of that lie you created. So now she's trying to put herself in position. She's her emotions on the line. Now she feels a certain type of way when she realizes or recognizes that what has been said is a lie.
Right.
And then now that makes her even more crazy, even more emotional. And then sometimes you don't even realize the type of chicks you fucking with, to the point where you could be the straw that broke the camel's back. And then now you're dealing with a crazy chick because you don't act like this and act like that and promise this and promise this and that. And she's like, I can't take all this lying. You're going to be the last dude that ever lies to me, and we're going to see you on the news. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want those type of problems. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a chick, she can respect the fact that a dude is being real, because now she knows what she's getting into. Then she trusts you more, then everything runs smoothly. And on top of that, a lot of times you get more cooperation that way, because now she feels like, okay, well, at least I know what he's about. So I see where my expectations are. And even if I do feel a certain type of way, even if I do get emotional about him because I'm starting to like him, at least I know that, you know, this is what it was and this is how it's going to be. You understand? That's it.
Yeah, 510, let me tell you something. I used to work at a place called Kids Kingdom. It was a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese. I used to have little fuzzy slippers and shit, like little fuzzy bear claw slippers. I was making $4.35 an hour. I took two buses. I had a little beat-up car that I wanted to save gas. I rode the bus. I had a little small apartment that was nice furnished on the inside. But you know what? I was fucking
bitches.
Accountants. Bitch, I was fucking bitches that were making six and not seven, because they men were making seven figures, but I was fucking more six-figure type bitches. Why? Because I am not ashamed, and never should any man be ashamed of what your situation is. Your situation is your situation, but that doesn't show who you are. Your situation is what you do and what you've created, but that still doesn't show you, because I was always a man, and that's what they were intrigued with, because they didn't care. Matter of fact, what was even cool about this shit, Licario, the bitches are like, well, let me take you out. Let me buy you furniture. Look, I saw this nice outfit. I was thinking about get you jewelry. And, man, y'all don't know the life. But the bottom line is this, 510, is that
yes,
you
sir.
Never – listen, when you meet her, the first honest thing you should tell her is why you stopped her. Hey, how you doing? I came over here because you caught my eye. I came over here because I noticed your ass. I came over here because I noticed. You say that and put it on the line early, and she's going to know you're not like them.
Right.
And when she knows
exactly.
that, it's a whole different ball game, because that's when her pussy starts to get a little wet.
And when you lie, you subconsciously putting that pussy on the pedestal. You feel me? Like, when you just lying about what you do, your intentions, you just dancing
right.
around things. You scared because you feeling like you're going to lose some pussy that you never even had. Like, you ain't even had the
that,
pussy, you feel me?
What man, again, here's the thing. What man worries about pussy? The man that lies.
Yeah, that too.
Because the man that
yeah.
lies is so
yeah.
thirsty, he will do anything to get it. And like Licario always tried to tell y'all, why go after something that's already mine? The pussy's already mine when I meet the bitch. I just got to show her what she got to do to give me the pussy. That's how I think. I'm not giving a fuck. But one thing I'm not going to do, and this is what we stand on, Ms. Licario and myself, we stand on the principles of being a man, because a man doesn't have to lie to a fucking woman. That's weak. That's bitch.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Because also, too, you got to understand your value as a dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand that women already want you. So why am I lying to somebody that I know want to fuck with me? You see what I mean? But again, that's a certain mindset you got. It's a certain
mm-hmm.
mindset, because a dude who doesn't understand his value needs to lie because he doesn't see himself as valuable.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? If I'm trying to sell you like diamonds or something, I'm trying to give you diamonds, I don't got to lie and say that, look, these aren't diamonds. They're diamonds. What I got to lie for? Like, this shit is valuable already. I'm presenting this shit to you like, yo, this is the shit right here. So what I got to lie about this if I already know it's the shit?
Mm-hmm.
If you need to lie, you think you ain't shit. That's
yeah,
really what it is.
Exactly.
If you were, you wouldn't need to, because you are the shit that she wants. You see what I mean? And so that's the thing that guys don't understand, is that they don't realize that they're indirectly dissing themselves by lying. That's
yeah.
that's what it is. So then also, too, when she realizes that you're lying, because they at some point is going to realize you're lying, because you can't, you know, lie for too long, because the real shit is going to eventually reveal itself anyway. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times dudes, when they lie to chicks, they try to lie in a way, like you were saying, that you would do like a big grandiose lie or say this or say that. And the thing is that it's not congruent with who you really are. You see what I mean? So then those little things start to seep itself out, and then the women are like, you know, she's like, damn, this guy isn't as cool as he put himself out to be, which makes you look worse in the end. You feel what I'm saying? Where she's like, man, this guy's full of shit. You feel what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then so the thing is, a lot of guys, they'll say, well, by that time, I probably got the pussy already. And unfortunately, like you said too, it doesn't necessarily mean you get it, because sometimes you don't get it. And the reason why you don't get it is because she realized you was fucking lying.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's the
exactly.
thing. Like Steve was saying, comes to the faster when it's the truth, because now she's like, okay, this dude is way different than these other motherfuckers. He's actually telling me what the fuck he wants. He's actually telling me what the real deal is. So now I feel more comfortable around him versus all the other motherfuckers who was leading me on and saying all this bullshit. At least I know that he is about what the fuck he's about. So now I want to actually fuck with him because I can trust and follow and cooperate with everything he's saying because I see that he's a real man. That's what it is. You see what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, and people will say that, you know, women lie. Real quick, they say, well, women lie. So gives a fuck. Who cares what the fuck they do? What does that have to do with me? But go ahead, 510.
Nah, and I agree with you 100% on that as well, too, because it's like, damn, but you going to follow what a bitch do? You feel me? Like, just because a bitch is lying doesn't mean that you as a man should be lying as well, too. Now, you might just charge a bitch to the game and keep it moving, you feel me? But a lot of dudes go, like, oh, but these bitches are shady. I should be shady, too. It's like, nah, you shouldn't be fucking with them bitches. That if a bitch, you know, realizes, you know, who you are as a man or whatever, she's going to follow you and follow your leadership, and she's probably going to be your best friend or whatever. But I think what a lot of dudes and what I used to fuck up on is a lot of times where you would just tell a girl everything she wanted to hear, you feel me, rather than getting chose and just being yourself, you know, having your purpose and just like, hey, look, this is where I'm going. Do you want to come with me? Rather than doing that, I think a lot of dudes been programmed to just been telling women everything that they kind of want to hear just to get some ass and just keep it moving.
And on top of that, this is the funny part about that whole thing. Is that you never really know what a chick wants to hear. That's the part. That's the part guys don't understand. See, that's the part of the game that I think is laughable, because what you got to understand is women, just like we read the email earlier where the guy was saying he was on a date with the chick. She was saying she wanted to take it slow, but at the same time she's sucking her you know, his friend's dick. At the same time. So the thing is that you don't really know what a chick wants. And then by thinking, and this is what guys think when they say, I'm going to tell her what she wants. They think that every girl wants to take it slow. They think every girl wants to be in a relationship. So then they come at the girl acting like they want a relationship. And then the girl treats them as the guy who wants the relationship, which means she ends up taking it a little bit more slower with that guy. Versus if you told the chick, look, I'm just trying to smash, look, I'm trying to have some fun and hook up. She sees you as the alpha male who wants to hook up, and then she hooks up with you. You see what I'm saying? A girl is always going to follow your lead. So if you're acting like the guy who wants to take it slow and I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear because I think every girl wants to take it slow and be in a relationship, then you're going to put yourself in that category, and she's going to most likely act accordingly. If you approach her and say, look, I know chicks like to fuck. I know y'all like to get your pussy gets wet. You like sex just as much as me. I get it. I know you want to get down. I want to get down. Let's make it happen. And then so she responds to you that way. You see what I mean? So that's the funny part about it where dudes is like, well, I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear. You don't know what she wants to hear because sometimes she may want to fuck you, and then you're acting like, oh, I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear by pretending I don't want to fuck her. I wanted to fuck this guy, but now he seems like he wants to take it slow. Okay, I'll play the good girl slow role for this guy, and I'll go fuck somebody else. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what happened. Yeah. So it's crazy.
And
you know what I mean?
And the thing is, dudes try to play games with women, but little do they realize that women can play games as well, too. So you feel me? Just like we try to put them in categories or whatever, they put us in categories as well. So, you know, she might have a trick dude on the side. She might have a main dude that she getting dick from. She might have another dude that gives her attention. She might have another dude that cracks her up or, you know, for comic relief or whatever. You feel me? And if you present yourself in a way where, you know, you want some boyfriend shit, she's going to put you in the boyfriend bag or whatever. And every time she talks to you, because naturally she's going to follow your conversation, she's going to act all innocent, all just like, you know, nothing. You know, she didn't suck a dick last night or the night before or whatever. You feel me? And a lot of dudes, they have a black and white look at women. They look at women like they either hoes or they either good girls. You feel me?
Right,
and it's like,
right.
Nah. All these bitches is out here fucking. You feel
they
me?
They just ain't fucking
unless they just ain't fucking them. Exactly. They not fucking maybe you, or they not presenting themselves in front of you like, you feel me, like they doing what they doing, which is cool, whatever. You know, I don't put no morality on sex, but a lot of dudes, they think, like, when a girl says no to them or they come off all innocent, they're like, oh, you know, she's a good girl. I'm like, nah, she's a good girl around. She's holding on to pussy because she don't find you to be sexually attractive right now.
Okay, all right. Well, 5101, thank you for the call, man, and we'll throw you back in the queue. Appreciate the call, sir. Mr. Cario, we got about 5 minutes left. 515-605-9373 is the number, guys. Press 1 if y'all have a question. But Ms. Lucario, am I up again? Is it me?
It's my turn. I got a real quick one. Good dude. All right, so this one says, so I met this girl at a bar in my neighborhood. I've been trying to get this girl to go out with me for the past 2 weeks. Every time I text her, she responds to me, but when I try to make plans, she either stops responding at that point or she tries to change the subject and avoid letting me know when she's free to meet up. What can I do to get her to go out with me?
Man, you better delete her fucking number. That's how you can get her to go out with you, motherfucker, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to learn how to read the signs on the wall. Women don't like soft, weak, unassured individuals that are not assertive. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's like you pandering over somebody. Why are you pandering? Look, put your bid in. If she's not down, fuck her. If she is down, fuck her. Who cares? But listen, again, what do I tell you, Ms. Lucario? When you put a woman in front of you, when you worship a woman more than yourself, this is what you get. And you better be lucky and glad she's not using your ass for money, because some women will smell weakness in you and they will use you just to be the shoulder to cry on. Mr. Lucario comes over at 11:30 at night. They'll use you to drive them around town, pay bills, and be a ear. I'm telling you, the best thing she's doing for you is showing you that she doesn't want to be with you. But some women will take your weakness and use you for what you have, man. Ms. Lucario?
Real talk, man. Guys got to understand when they're dealing with attention whores too, man. That's straight attention whore behavior. Like, she's just using your attention for her amusement. Because if you're trying to make a date happen and she's beating around the bush or she's going back and forth with all this dumb shit, she's just using you as one of many guys who she's doing that to. Because trust me, she has another few guys that are trying to go on a date with her and she's doing the same shit. So the thing is, you have to understand that what you're doing right now is low-key like chasing. You understand? I always talk about the difference between pursuing and chasing. Pursuing means that you were coming at her, she's coming back at you. You're coming at her, she's coming back at you, and y'all are actually progressing to make something happen. Chasing is when you keep trying to make something happen with a girl, and she's not really reciprocating and trying to make something happen with you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to drop that and keep that shit pushing and realize when you're chasing a chick, that's not a good thing, because you're wasting a lot of time with her when you could just drop her and actually talk to a girl who's going to cooperate more, a girl that's going to be happy to come see you and go on a date with you and hang out with you and do all the other stuff. This girl, she's just playing games. Remember, a woman, see, when a woman likes you, she wants to make the shit easy. You understand? Meaning that she's excited to see you. So she's like, yes, I'll come see you. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. She makes it easy because she doesn't want to fuck it up. You understand what I'm saying? She doesn't want to fuck up the opportunity to be with you. So if you're sitting there trying to pull teeth and it seems like, oh, I got to do it, all this extra shit, that means she ain't really feeling you. You feel what I'm saying? And then you just got to keep that shit pushing. That's all that is. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's my thoughts on that.
All right, well, let me go ahead and read the very last one that we have. I think I have one more, man. This is a doozy. Let me find that shit. All right, it's the one. Where the fuck? Shit. Where to put that bitch? Hold on. Damn it. Is he fucking around with you, Ms. Lucario? Let me see. Hold on, man. I got that motherfucker. Oh, where is it? Ah, here it is. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, I'm sorry. It's kind of long. I already read this shit fast. All right, here we go. Damn, we ain't got much time. Okay. I'm experiencing something that I never experienced before. I'm used to girls being very direct. The girl I see in right now, Mr. Cario, is hot and cold. Now I will break down the events. We started chatting 3 months ago. Fuck. We started chatting 3 months ago, went for a coffee and a drink, and we didn't chat very regularly when things got laid back. Over the past month, things started to get a little bit more intense. We'd chat every day. We went out for dinner. Things started to change after that. Two days after we went for dinner and got together for breakfast, after we went to the park and we kissed for a few hours, then I met up with her later on that week and I wanted to go to a bar. She wanted to sit in the park and we hooked up again for a few hours. I invited her for dinner last Friday night at my place. She flaked at the last minute saying she was tired. I invited her for a Sunday date. She told me that she would call and she didn't. That weekend, I gave her the cold shoulder and didn't text her. We met for lunch on Monday. Then again on the following day, we met up after she finished work. She went for dinner, and I made out with her again. I feel as though when we make out, she's into it. She holds my hand tight and wants to be close to me. Then I'll try to call her the next day. She gives me the cold shoulder saying she's busy, Mr. Lucario, with a lame excuse, or she doesn't call the next day. I find it strange that she doesn't have time for a phone call, and she texts me periodically at night. Okay, last thing, real quickly. Some of the things that I've noticed, she never gives me a straight answer and is flaky. We meet up mainly on her terms, and I've been doing most of the chasing, which is kind of expected here. I don't know any of her friends. She's never invited me out in a group. We also have never connected on social media. When I ask, she says she didn't use social media much. I'm confused at the moment, and maybe I'm trying to rush things, but I find the behavior kind of strange. Am I wrong? What should I do? I'm sorry, Ms. Carr, kind of long, but what should I do real quick? What's your take on that?
Man, you know, it's funny. As you're reading, it sounds like, because of course, she's already doing sort of like this attention whore, wishy-washy type of thing, but also it sounds like she probably might have a dude on the side that she's fucking with, and like a boyfriend type of dude, and she's cheating on her boyfriend with this dude, which is why she's not really taking it all the way and keeping him away from the social media and all that other shit. So it could be something that she's hiding in that regard. But at the same time, let's say, for sake of argument, she's not hiding that, and let's say she doesn't have a boyfriend, then all that really means is that she's not really that into you right at this point. What guys got to understand is women, they'll use you for the attention, and they'll use you as a placeholder until they find somebody else that they really want to fuck with. You understand? So you're giving her attention. She likes you enough to where, you know, y'all hang out and all this other stuff. But the thing is that she doesn't like you enough to really go in and really make it happen. You see what I mean? Because, again, I'm sure she's fucking with other dudes. She got other guys on the side she's fucking with and doing this and doing that. But she's not trying to really take it there with this dude. But also what I would say to him is that the reason why she's doing this shit like this is because he's allowed this type of behavior to happen. You see what I mean? He's allowed this to go on for this long. He's allowed her to be super flaky, do this, do that, and all that other stuff. And he hasn't really put his foot down and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm trying to do. Either you're going to do it, or I'm going to just keep it moving. You understand? And that's that. And that's the thing. When you give women too much leeway, they'll take it. They're gonna go all out and do a whole bunch of crazy stuff when you could have just let her know, look, this is what it is, and if you ain't doing this, I'm gonna keep it moving, so that you give her that thing where she doesn't have room to really play around, and she either has to make the decision to fuck with you or get left behind, and that's it. You see what I mean? So that's my thoughts on that.
Well, real quick, I just want to say that bitch is married, or that bitch is in a relationship. Bottom line, and you know what, you see, this is where y'all guys fuck up, man. Use what's in front of you to your advantage. Look, I know you are fucking someone. You might be engaged, you might be married. That's cool. Look. His first mistake, real quick, Lucario. Why are you taking this woman out to eat and all this other stuff like she your girl? No, she's somebody else's girl. So. Look, let hold, baby, come here. Let's sit down and talk. Let's sit down and let's discuss a few things, because I just want to let you know, baby, that I understand.
Right.
I understand that, you know what, you got things going on, and I don't even want to know what's happening. But listen, after you get done and all that stuff, and you want to suck some dick, jerk me off, a woman to come in your face, just call me up. Come on through. I'm not mad. Listen, I'm not here to question or judge what you are doing or what's going on in your life. I see that you're busy, and I'm not mad. because all I want to do is fuck. And when you ready to fuck, we can fuck, and you go do what you want. That's how easy it is, Licario, because the bitches got a man.
They don't get it.
They don't get it. Come on.
Because they could stop a whole bunch of that bullshit.
Yeah.
By letting the chick know, because I think, again, this is a lack of men understanding how women are. A lot of guys really think they got to butter a chick up to sex. I'm like, dude. They want to do it already. Stop acting like you gotta freaking convince them that they should have sex with you. You see what I mean? Like, these chicks want to have sex. So if it seems like the girl's not trying to fuck you, it's because she's not trying to fuck you. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's the thing. So what you need to do is you need to give her that talk to be like, look, this is what I want to do, so holler at me when you want to do that, period. And if you don't want to do that, don't holler at me. That is that simple. So you get her out your mind, and you don't have to worry about that. And a lot of times when you let a girl know that, what happens is she'll call you up when she's horny. She'll hit you back when she wants to make something happen. Like, excuse me, I had a lot of girls do that too, where there was some girls I was trying to beat around the bush. I said, listen, this is what I want to do. Holler at me when you're ready to make this happen, right? And then I went to hear from a girl for maybe like a few weeks. And then out of the blue, she hit me up. Hey, what you doing? Can I come over? Do you want to come over? Yep. And that's because I set the tone of, look, this is what I'm trying to do. So don't call me unless you want to do that. And then that's when they call you, when they want to do that. And that's it. So, you know,
that's it. That's how simple it is. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, Licario. Why don't you go and give me your information so we go ahead and end this joint, man.
Yeah, man. So, guys, make sure, again, go to badboymembership.com where you get 45 to 90-minute audio video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, go to MrLicario.com to get tickets to the Truth About the Game seminar. Also, follow me on Instagram at RealMrLicario. All right, so, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, guys, holler at me, www.themanmindset.com. Guys, don't forget tomorrow or tonight, 7 Eastern, we're going to have a Man Mindset show with myself and Greg Dahl. So with that being said, man, we will see you guys next Tuesday, same time for the hour, man. So thank you, Ms. Licario, and we out this motherfucker, man. All
right, y'all, peace.
All right, peace out, guys. We see y'all later. Peace.